Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos daf Yad Aleph, begin the Amid Aleph. Taisa begins Divrei Maschil with the words of the Gemara, V'loy Tachas Chaver, which Taisa comes to disagree with Rashi's interpretation that who are the Chavar, which the Gemara brought that the order of who should one serve under. So he said, better under a Nachri, which refers to the Edomite, than under a Chavar, because a Chavar is worse than an Edomite. So Pirsh Bekurch, it says, who are these Chavar? It's Parsim, it's the Persians. Says Taisus of Elaine the Hero, does not seem to be correct the interpretation of Rashi. And he says, because the Parsiim, the Persians, they were in Bavlam in the times of Kairish. Now the problem is, the Chavarim, they came to Bavel much later, in the days of Reb Yechonon, like the Gemara says, so therefore, obviously, the Chavarim cannot be the Persians, because the Persians, their nationality came years before in the days of Kairish, the times of the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, which Reb Yechonon was many, many years later. And obviously it's not the same. Void Morava says to us, because they're in Begedushin. The Gemara says in Kedushin 9, Beis HaMikdash, he said, Hareini Parsim, show me what the comparison would be of the Persians. So he says, Doimin L'chayolas Beis David. They could be compared to the soldiers in the army of David. And he says, Hareini Chavarim, show me what the Chavarim are similar to. And he says, Doimin L'malachi Chavala, they're similar to angels of destruction. So says the Gemara, says Taisus Mashmitz, obviously sounds like the Chavari are Uma Cheresi, it's a different nation, as we see that they were compared to two different things, that the Persians are one nation and the Chavarim are another one. Now says Taisus, but V'hodam Aperek Beis Degitin on David Zayin Alf, that us a chavar came shakol sharga mikamayu, and he took a candle from in front of them. So Amar, so the Talmud Chacham that the story happened to, which was Rabbi Bar Chana, he says Rachmana Hashem, I betulach either in your shadow, I betul devar Esav, or in the shadow of the descendants of Esav, and we would rather have them than be under these chavar. Well, that says the Gemara, the members have to say, is that to say that the Edomites are better than the Persians? And therefore he said, better we be under the children of Esav, which was Edom, than under the Chavarin? So that the Pasuk says, that God understands their ways, etc., which the Gemara says, meaning, God knew, that Jewish people cannot withstand the abundance of the decrees of the wicked Esav and his descendants. Amad v'higlois in the bubble, so he went and he exiled them into bubble. So from here you see, to the contrary, that the Persians are better than the Romans, which they're the descendants of Esav, and not like the way it sounds like from Rava Baba Chana, where he makes it sound like that the Romans are better than the Persians. Fine, that's what the Gemara says. But Taisus is bothered. Seemingly, it's obvious over here, like Rashi, that the Chavari were the Persians, because on this story with the Chavara, he says, we'd rather have the Edomites, which are better than the Persians. But they weren't Persians, it's the Chavarim. Says Taisus, no, lav mishum the Chavarim hori parsoi. It's not because, like Rashi said, that the Chavarim were Persians. Ella, ikar hori parsoim, in Bavel, the primary were the Persians. V'chavarim shebeinayim hori kefufin lahem. Chavarim were separate people. Just the Chavarim amongst the Persians, they were subservient to the Persians. And the Chavara, who took the candle, he was there with the Persians, but again, they're not Persians. As Taisus continued to explain, where the Gemara actually goes and answers this question, which was a contradiction, who's more severe, the Persians or the Romans? Taisus brings the Mishnah, so the Gemara answers this question and says, oh, so who is actually worse? It's a contradiction that we just mentioned. He says, so the Gemara says, Hamek made the Asi Chavar Labavel. Well, this is talking about before the Chavar came to Babel, then Hoy Parsoi, Malame Remoi. Then the Persians were better than the Romans. But the common this that he's saying, to the contrary, that he'd rather be in Hashem's shadow or in the shadow of the Edomites, that was Basar the Asa Chavar Labavel B'meir B'yechon. That was after the Chavar came to Bavel in the days of Rabbi Yechon. Like it's obvious in the Gemara Yevamos Samachim on Beis, which that's, as we said before, in the days of Rabbi Yechon when the Chavar came, and they made the Persians wicked. The Ramayim Malim Parsa, it was at that point that the Romans were better than the Persians. Now, says Taisa Rashi, Pirish from Rashi explains over there, what does it mean to Asa Chavar Labavel? That's when the Chavarim came to Babel. That no, Parsaim be made Kairish. It means to say in the days of the Persians, in the days of Kairish. Because Rashi holds that the Persians are the same as Chavar. And as Rashi explains elsewhere, the Persians came in the name of Kersh. But as Taisa said before, Valei Nira, no, that does not seem to be correct. Kedaparisha, like we explained, because Dohab Bemei Rabbi Yechonah as the Chavar. No, in the days of Rabbi Yechonah the Chavar came, Uparsim Bemei Kersh, and the Persians came in the name of Kersh, Kedmucha Begedushin, like it's obvious in the Gemara Gedushin, of Ayin Bezim and Aleph, in the Lav Uma Acha saying that, no, they're not considered as one nation, and therefore, to the contrary, that Taisa explains that they're not the same. And it's not because that the Chavar were Persians, it's referencing regarding the influence of the Chavar on the Persians, but yet that was a Chavari, and it's better not to be under the domain of the Persians because of the Chavar's influence on the Persians. But again, as Taisa says, they're not the same people. They came at different times to Bavel. Now, Rav Reb Yaakov Mikorvil Mefarish, he actually explains that the Chavar Mahi Mesharsim Miparsim, they were the priests of the Persians, and therefore that's why the Gemara says about there that they were compared to angels of destruction, because these priests would wear these black and wide garments, which look like destructive angels. Now we can understand when we say the Chavari took the candle away, which are the Persian priests, and therefore, yes, it is the Persians, but Persians are different. He says, no, the Chavari are the priests, and that's why in that story he took away the candle to bring it to their idol. And that was the purpose in that story where it took away the candle, which they wanted only for their idols. That's the interpretation, according to Rabbi Yaakov Mikorvil, who these Chavari are, to resolve the contradiction. On the one hand, that they were Persians. On the one hand, they're not. That they were the priests that attended from the Persians. And that's why we find different descriptions for them versus the Persians, because they were specifically the priests of the Persian. To the next taste of Maskel, to begin with the words of the Gemara, Kagain Onuv, but for example, like us. Mafsikin, then we actually stop being lekrishma, being letfila, whether for krishma or for davening, which Taisus explains that since we interrupt even for davening, as the Gemara says over here, then how do we understand the previous Gemara in Daf Yud, which the Gemara brought over here that we said that, yeah, this time we say that in the Mishnah we stop the krishma and from learning Torah, but we don't stop for davening. Birchnan says that's only for people like Rishim and Yechai, who they were terasnim nasan. But us, that we stop even for work, for sure we would have to stop whatever we're doing to go ahead and daven. Tais is bothered by Gemara Daf Yud and Aleph, which the Gemara says Rabbi Yirmiyahu was sitting in front of Reb Zera. They were sitting and learning. The time was getting late to daven. Rabbi Yirmiyahu was getting agitated to get up to daven. So on that, as Tais is, but this Reb Zera says to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Meser az nebishmai Torah v'gayim, whoever goes and turns his ear away from learning Torah, then even his prayer is going to be considered a loathsome. Meaning to say, he should not have stopped from learning Torah to daven. The problem is, but we said that us, we stop even for work, for sure we stop for davening. So it was a good thing Rabbi Yirmiyahu was doing. Why didn't Reb Zera greet him? Says, what you could say is, because the Torah Reb Zera and Rabbi Yirmiyahu was their profession, and therefore they had a halacha like Shem Yichai, and no, you're not supposed to stop for davening, and therefore he protested on it. Or, oi, a dying lohisa shoy veris, or you could actually say that no, it wasn't yet that the time was already passing. There was still time to daven even after they finished learning, and therefore, why are you getting so agitated? There's still time to learn, and that's why he was getting upset at him. Why are you stopping to learn? It's not that the time of tefillah is passing yet. Continue next, Taisa Rimaskal. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Kugin Rishim ben Yechai, Bechaber, for example, like Rishim ben Yechai and his colleagues. Taisa resolves a question from the Gemara later on, which seemingly, it seems like Reb Shimon Yechai actually did stop his learning to daven. And that is, the Gemara here is telling us that those like Reb Shimon Yechai and the Chaverov, Teras Nim Nasan, they're not going to stop their learning to daven. They only stop for Krishma. But says the Gemara, says Taisa, Bahadim al-Kamam, and this the Gemara says, Lidna al-Lam Gimel Mabes. The Reb Shimon Yechai and his son were in the cave, Kiyav Mati, when it came time. Lovish, or Mechsi Mitzli, he would get dressed and he would cover himself and he would daven. So obviously, see, they would stop their learning to daven, but our Gemara says they wouldn't stop to daven. Says Taisa, who matzli that davening, hainu krishma, that refers to krishma, not to the amida to the Shemay Nasr. And therefore, yes, as we said in the Gemara, for that they stop. But you're right, for tefillah, for Shemay Nasr, for the amida, that they wouldn't stop. Continuing next Taisa of Maskel, this begins the words of the Gemara, be'ibur shana, for the intercalation of the year. Taisa is coming to explain the reasoning of the Ibur Shanim for this halacha, and that is the Gemara brought, that even some of this teras and nasik, Reb Shimon Yechai, has to stop his learning to say Kriyishma. Now, that the Gemara says, but we learned in the Brayis that says, just like you don't stop for davening, you don't stop for Kriyishma. So that says the Gemara, that not stopping even for Kriyishma is not just a regular learning. That's when they're doing the Ibur Shana, making it into a leap year, which that is, if they're involved in those deliberations, then yeah, you don't stop even for Kriyishma. Taisa explains, why is that so severe? Because Shalei Yiskalkul HaMoedis, because one of the reasons of Ibra HaShana is to make sure the Yom Tovim come out in their appropriate time. Therefore, that's a very important halacha for the entirety of the Jewish people, so that the Yom Tovim do not get messed up from being in the right times, in the right tekufas. So therefore, yes, even for Kriyat Shema, they didn't stop if they were involved in those deliberations. Turn next to Taisa Maskel. Taisa begins the words of the Gemara, Shema Yishkach V'yetzeh, that he might forget and he's going to go out. Which Taisa comes to explain that the concern of forgetting is not necessarily gzer l'gzer. And that is, the Mishnah said, a tailor shouldn't go out with his needle on Erev Shabbos when it's close to getting dark, because he might forget and he's going to go out in Shabbos from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and it's going to come in that he carried, and he did Hitzah min HaTayr. Now, the Gemara brings a mission to Ervin that says a person shouldn't send Rosh Hashanah and drink Rosh Hashanah, because then he might come to bring the cleaver from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah to drink it. Now, the Gemara asks, well, what's with regarding a karmelis? In other words, if the other domain is an open field, which is only rabbinically a problem to carry from one domain to another domain, would you say even over there that you're not allowed to drink because you might come to transport it? Or do you say that no, that since it's only rabbinic, we don't make a gzera? So this machlis abay in Rav, according to Rav, it's permitted because itself is a karmelis, it's only rabbinic. And we're not going to make a gzera like gzera. So Taisa says, this that we say in the Mishnah, that the tailor should not go out Erev Shabbos with his needle, because he might forget and go out. So he explains Taisa, I'll leave it to Rav, according to Rav, the Amal Gazer Gzer Gzer, that he says that we don't make a Gzer to a Gzer. So therefore, you have to understand the halacha of the Mishnah like this. Ein Lafarsh, don't explain Shema Yishkach HaMacha, that the tailor might forget that he has the needle, because the Fila Yatza explains Taisa, even if he would go out and he would forget, Leke Issa Dairaisa, that would not be the biblical prohibition. So that would be, even if he would ultimately forget, that would be a rabbinic, and therefore to make this gezer would be gezer legezer, according to Rabbi, you don't do. As Taisa explains, he brings a proof, Kadisu Perek Beis de Baba Kama. As learned in the second Perek in Baba Kama, the Chavav Mabez, the Gemara there is discussing if someone had a stone in his lap on Shabbos. And Hikarba, he recognized, in other words, he knew that he had a stone in his lap, and then Vishakha, and he forgot. And then he went from one domain to another domain. So that says the Gemara, but the Le'inyan Shabbos Potter, regarding the laws of Shabbos, he's exempt, although he did Hoytzah, because Melech is Machshavos Asoter. Regarding the laws of Shabbos, it's only if you had in mind to do this action. In other words, that if, let's say, someone knows that he's doing a Melech, for example, of Hoytzah, he knows he's transporting an object. He just, let's say, forgot that today's Shabbos. So then you can be Chayv Min HaTorah for the Shogig of the Issa D'Oraisa. But let's say you don't even know that you're doing this action. Let's say he doesn't even know he has a needle. Then, biblically, you're exempt. Because that's not the melacha d'oraisa. You have to be intending to do this melacha, just that you don't know it's Shabbos, or that you don't know it's forbidden on Shabbos. So therefore, according to Rava, you cannot explain that here, regarding the tailor, that he forgot that he had a needle, because that would be gzer l'gzer. Because the prohibition, even if you went out like that, like we said, since it wouldn't be melech l'mashabbos, it would be rabbanon, to make gzer on every Shabbos would be gzer l'gzer. So Taisa says, rather, the case is told, Shema Yishkach es hamachat l'hatznioi. The concern is that because maybe, no, he knows he has a needle, but he might forget to conceal the needle until it's Shabbos, because he's so busy, and ultimately when he's going to remember that he has the needle, which is in his hand, we're concerned, at that point, what he's going to forget is he's going to forget that it's Shabbos, because he was just busy, he had a whole busy day at work, and he's going to go out, then it's going to be Melechus Mal Shabbos, because he knows he's carrying the needle. He's just going to forget that it's Shabbos, so therefore, that is a gezera of a Issa D'Oraisa, and that's not a gezera le gezera, which it would be if he forgot that he had the needle, and that was what he was mistaken. We continue next Taisa of Maschel, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, L'yamar Od Mishrusa Rab, Meyishta Mishrusa Yochad. The person should not stand in the public domain and drink in the private domain, which Taisa can explain, why is it that if someone then, however, as the Gemara says, puts his head and the majority of his body in that other domain that's permitted, but when he drinks, the food is coming into his stomach, which is in the other domain. That is, the Gemara brings a Mishnah and Erevin of Tzavites and Alf, which we mentioned before, that person should not stand in Rosh Hashanah and drink in Rosh Hashanah, because he might come to then bring the cup that he's drinking from to where he is into a different domain. But if he puts his head and the majority of his body in that area, then it's permitted. Because then when that concerned, you're going to bring the cup to you, because basically your whole body is over there. Now, the thing is, the Gemara and Erevin over there asked that it seems like the beginning is Remeir and the end is Rabbanah. In other words, the Mishnah opens up over there that a person stands in Rosh Hashanah Yachid and he can move around an object in Rosh Hashanah Rab. That goes like the Rabbanan, which the Gemara brings in Erevin over there, Kof Aleph, which is Machlikish, Remeir, and Rabbanan. According to Remeir, you're not allowed to move things around in the other domain. According to Rabbanan, you are allowed to. So, there, the Gemara asks, the Reish over there is like the Rabbanan, which you could move things around in the other domain. The problem is, the Sefer of that Mishnah says a person cannot stand Rosh Hashanah Yachid and drink Rosh Hashanah Rab. That's like Remeir. The problem is, we don't usually bring down two opposing opinions in the same Mishnah. So that the Gemara there explains, Ba'amitzi Tfilin, the Gemara within Erevin, the Tzadik Tesem and Alf Mukila, explains to resolve the contradiction of that Mishnah, that actually this halacha that you're not allowed to stand Rosh Hashanah Yochad and drink in Rosh Hashanah is told for objects that he needs, which that would be what he's drinking, and therefore that actually is like according to everybody, Pirish, Afil Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan, the Amri, Omer, or the Mishas Rab, Metal, the Mishas Yochad, that you can stand in the public domain and move things around in the private domain, Hachamoydu, here they would agree that you're not allowed to, and therefore it would not be Resha like one and the Seva like the other, it would all be like the Rabbanan, because you keep in the Tzarech Lisha, since you need a drink, Ikalamecha Shem Yavim, and then we're concerned that you might come to bring it to you. So therefore, that's going according to everyone. Now, ask Taisa of Imtaim, and if you're going to say, Hashtanami, well, even now, Kiachnes Reisha Beruba, even when you have your head and the majority of your body in the place where you're drinking. Well, then we said, Yolado, then we don't have the concern, because you're not going to bring it to where you are, because the majority of you is in that other domain. So then you're allowed to drink over there, but Amai Shari, why is it permitted? Hamapik Mishas Ayachal, Mishas Aram, you are going to be transporting from the private domain to the public domain. How so? Shalikeach Mishas Ayachal, because although the majority of your body is in Mishas Ayachal, but where you're taking it, Benachas Bebitin, Mishas Arabim, it's going to land in his stomach, which is in the public domain. And therefore, that's bringing it into a different domain in your body. And so this brings a proof that actually the placing in the stomach is considered a Hanacha. Because the Hachi Amar Hasam, as the Gemara says, similarly over there, it says, Hishtan Mayim Barak, if someone urinates or he spits from one domain to another domain, Chayv Achatis, Chayv Achatis. Why? Because we consider it as if it was at rest in his body, and then when he's, let's say, urinating it out to the other domain, it's transporting. So therefore, the same thing is in the reverse. When he brings liquids into his body, it's like considered at rest over there. So that's the Hanacha, so that's going from one domain to another domain. So why is that permitted, even if you have the majority of your body in the other domain? So that's Taisik Yashem, what you could say is, because you're right, it is considered at rest in your stomach, and therefore when you urinate it out, it's considered an akira from a place that it was at rest. But when you're bringing stuff in, the swallowing is the placing, and therefore it's your mouth which is in Rishas Yachid, which is where you're taking it from, and therefore you're not taking it from Rishas Yachid to Rishas Ram, because the Hanocha is also in Rishas Yachid, where the mouth is, not where the stomach is. And says Taisus, and me'ein lachish, you don't have to be concerned. B'mashas shuv nechnas l'teich me'ev. Okay, so yeah, it's hanocha in the mouth, but subsequently it does enter into the stomach, which is then in the other rishus. As Taisus says, k'damar like the Gemara says later enough, pay him at alf. Haytidiyai, if someone takes out and carries ink, licht of beis aisis, an amount of that you could write two letters, which is the measurement of carrying ink. Uksavin k'shemahalik, and he writes it as he's walking. The halach is brought over there that chayiv is going to be liable. Now, although you have to do in the kirin hanacha, and since it's as it's moving, so therefore there's no hanacha, still you're going to be chayiv. Why? As the Gemara says, diksivas and zui hanachasin. The writing is its placement, because since you're placing the ink on where it's supposed to be, so that's the placement. So therefore, says Taisus, same thing over here is when you're putting it into the mouth. That is also considered the place of where it belongs, and therefore that's going to be considered as Hanach, even though ultimately it's going to be in the stomach. Now, moreover, says Taizib, Asi Shapa had the Parakamalai. And also, we could explain based on what we just said, the Gemara increases up the Gimelim base. The Gemara says over there, Yesh Oich Lechila Achas, a person could eat one thing, V'chayiv Alan, you can be liable for that one thing, Daot Chatais V'ashem Echad, four Karbanos Chatas, and one Ashem, as the Gemara explains how you could be liable so many things for one eating. Now, Remeirim, he says another liability. Afim Haisa Shabbos, so too if it was Shabbos, but he'd see the pip and he was also carrying that one thing that was eating in his mouth, Chayv can be liable for another thing, that of Haitza. Now, says Taisus, Bahashta Hechitan Remeir Haitza, how could Remeir count Haitza as one of them? Delema Chayv Allah, but that's not a liability at the same time as the other ones, because that's Achetanuch Bemeyav, that's until it lands in his stomach. Bahadu Hani, how could you count that with the other ones as you continue to midbase? The Machayiv Bashas Bliya. Those things are all liabilities for eating, which happen at the moment of swallowing. And here, the liability of transporting of the Anacha is only when it lands in the stomach. And rather, Taisa proves the point that he's saying, no, Ahaitza Machayiv Nami Bashas Bliya. The transporting is also the Anacha when you swallow it, when it's in the mouth, and therefore, could the priest, like we explained, and therefore, yeah, Remeir could say that's another liability for eating one forbidden thing. Now, Taisa brings up Rashi to its Be'inyan Acher. Rashi explains in a different interpretation in the Gemara Erevin of Tzadik Tesem and Aleph. With Perek Beis De Erevin, in the second Perek in Erevin of Chavim and Aleph, Pirashi says, Taisa explained the interpretation of Rashi, which is, he says, since the mouth and the body are not in the same domain, so therefore the mouth is considered like a Makom Patur, and that's why he says you're going to be exempt, and that's why he says no problem. But again, Taisa said a different interpretation, that of because the actual Hanocha is in the mouth, and that's in the same domain as he's drinking, and therefore it's not considered Hitzah from Rishus L'Shus. Now, Taisus Venir, it would seem, the Avagav, the Halacha Gremeir, because they raise it, although the Halacha generally follows a Gremeir regarding his rabbinic decrees, regarding this Halacha, that he says, as our Gemara quotes, that a person should not stand in Rosh Hashanah and move things in Rosh Hashanah, or the opposite, which is from the Gemara Nevin, less Halacha Sakabas Halacha is not like him. And the Rabban, the Shari, rather like the Rabban, as our Gemara brings, that they say it's permitted to do that, can the Mucha Mamutz Tulan, that's obvious from the Gemara. Over there in the Tzadchesam and Beis, the Amad that the Gemara says, Masnli Reb Chanina Bar Shalami Lechiyah Bar Rav Kamei Rav. That he says, Lo Yamed Bechol, a person should not stand in one domain and move things around another domain. And not Amalei, you said to him, Shavkes Rabban of Avdis Grimeir, what, you're forsaken Rabban, you're doing like Grimeir? From the fact that he said it in this Lashon Tamiya, it's obvious that in this Gezerah, although generally we rule like Grimeir, here it's obvious from the way his tone of voice that he said to him, that here we rule like Rabbanan and we don't look like Grimeir, and one could move around one thing from in another domain, as long as he does not move it more than Dalar Amis in that Rosh Hashanah.